in the name of Jesus. Wednesday in the week of Pentecost 6, July 22nd, Mary Magdalene's day. And yet the gospel appointed for day puts us at the first full moon after the spring equinox, Passover. Why bother with what day it is? They all look the same to me. And aren't we going to be rising above things temporal to things eternal? And so escape the problematics of our boring temporal locatedness here now. Nothing of the sort, says our Lord in today's gospel. He is quite specifically and so uniquely located. The evangelist has just quite circumstantially told of the Passover preparations, the appointed place, the upper room within the city limits of Jerusalem. They went and found it as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. They do not choose the place. He does. Clearly, he is running things. And so nothing is by chance or by their ideas and projections. How wrong these are, the evangelists never tire of telling us. When the hour came, not just any hour, the hour, his hour, without specific time and place, nothing can happen for us. That is where we are. And he graciously appoints the place and the time where he will be with us. And more specifically yet, at table, and reclining at table, a feature of free men celebrating Passover. Not slaves, but ransomed free men. And it was thought that you were clearly not slaves, but free, when you did not serve, but someone else served you. Jesus rejects such a notion. I am among you as one who serves. In John we are told of Jesus washing their feet and Peter's objection. They can't stand a servant, Jesus. That doesn't fit in with their plan. They want a Jesus who enables them to play it big. This is told us at the end of today's gospel. A dispute arose among them, which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And following today's gospel, Jesus rejects such leadership notions. Not leaders, but servants, is how it is with those who are his. Which is the greater, one who sits at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who sits at table? But I am among you as one who serves. A disciple is not greater than his master. The impulse to be great pushes upward and so away from where Jesus is at. Here at table. He has given them the place and the time. They are here with him at table at Passover time. And he speaks, with desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. It is Passover, but such a Passover as there never has been before. This Passover is linked with his passion. And because it is such a Passover, He points to the fulfillment of all Passovers. For I tell you, I shall not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. What is happening here is linked with the fulfillment of the kingdom of God. This rings in everything that has been said about the kingdom of God in the gospel. It belongs to the poor, tochoi, those who are only givable to. Most of what is said in Luke about the kingdom of God is dread warning to those who think it belongs to them, something they do or decide about. In today's gospel, everything is centered in Jesus, what he says, what he does. He took a cup and gave thanks. Both of these are participles. The main verb is, he said. The one who takes a cup and says the prayer is the head of the family. Jesus thus embraces them as his family. And more, they are the apostles, and in Luke, that is clearly the 12. Jesus is having himself an Israel. He is doing the Passover liturgy. He does it as if it belongs to him. He gives them a cup to drink. He has his cup to drink. He prays about it in Gethsemane and drinks it at Calvary. Divide it among yourselves. They do not here drink each from his own cup according to Passover custom, but from a cup he gives them to drink from, and it comes with the promise of when he will drink with them again in the fulfillment of what is going on here. I tell you that from now on I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God. So he is going to do that. He has promised to. With whom? With those to whom he here gives the promise, and those to whom they, the apostles, give it on. And now, indescribably more, he took bread and said the prayer, broke the bread and gave it to them. Nothing unusual about all of that. That happened at every Passover, at every meal. Only this time it's Jesus, and he says what had never been said before, what it takes Jesus to say. Of the bread he said, "This is my body." What he gave them to eat, he said, was his body. That this is theirs only as his gift is repeated. This is my body which is given for you. Only in Luke are we told of this given. The for you is sacrifice language, which is clearly shown by his going on to speak of blood. To speak of body and blood separately is to speak of a sacrifice. So the given refers to the sacrifice, to Calvary. And yet it speaks of what is happening here. From the sacrifice, the body and the blood, they are given to eat and to drink now as he gives them. This does not fit with what we know of time and place. But it is the Lord Jesus who says it. And so it is, as he says. We have only his words for it, but they are his words. And we may not subject his words to what we know of time and place. He does not burst our locatedness at a particular time and place. That is where we are created to be, and he is there for us, nowhere else. Thus he is there for them at Passover time in the upper room. He gives them his body to eat and his blood to drink. Thus also, as according to his bidding, here this morning, Wednesday in Pentecost 6, Mary Magdalene's day, the so manyth day of summer school, we are at his table here this morning, are eating and drinking, remembering him, him who gave, who gives, for us, his body and blood to eat and to drink. For you, he the give up and you given to, by him, according to his bidding and the instrumentality of his apostolic ministry. Those who serve his serving, speaking his words and his giving out his gift, are his instrumentality for his divine service. The glory of this service is given only to servants and may not be infringed by anyone presuming to play of a leader. None of our doing, only his, this giving, and we are only given to. And as those who have been given to, we go from his table as those into whom he has given his body and blood, which bring us on our way through this specific day and each one of our specific days to the fulfillment of what happens here this morning when it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God, which he will celebrate with us and all into whom he has given as gift his body and his blood. That makes all the difference how we live the rest of this day and each one of our days, how we live with one another into whom he has given his body and blood, bodied and bloodied us together with him, and so with one another. Another day, nearer to the fulfillment of his Passover's promise at his table, as surely as today at his table he gives us his body to eat and his blood to drink, given and shed for you.